This is the Inner Circle Podcast, the podcast taking a new look at the path to personal achievement. We believe that cultivating an inner circle is key to leveling up. The most successful people never walk alone. Here with more insights on ways to develop and benefit from your inner circle and starting today's episode, your host, Rogelio Bonola.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Inner Circle Podcast. I'm not going to waste any more time here, guys. Joining me on the table tonight is a photographer from Dallas, Texas. He's an entrepreneur and an investor in the stock market, my good friend, the one and only Sean Flannery. Welcome to the show, bro.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, man. It hasn't been a long time in the making, but I know you've really wanted to be on the episode. So, I mean, you know, we sniped out a time frame. You know, you're busy, I'm busy, and, you know, we finally took the time to really be on an episode. So, you know, I just want to say welcome, dude.
Thank you. I'm really excited about this. As you said, we've been trying to set this up for a while now.
Yeah, man. I mean,
glad we finally got it.
Yeah. I mean, you're a photographer, so you're always busy, you know, taking pictures of pigeons.
That's actually accurate now.
Are you serious? What do you take pictures of if you're out and about? Because I assume, you know, whenever you're on like school or you're doing errands, I'm pretty sure you have a camera by you, just to snap a picture of something.
My main thing I try and do is portraits. That's something I'm trying to work towards. But I've done a lot of nature photography. Whenever I go travel, stuff like that, I'll take pictures, whether it's street photography or just of the landscape and all that type of stuff. But yeah, it's been good.
Did you want to, you know, like in the future, obviously you're going to be a photographer, and did you want to make like a full-fledged career out of that? Like you'd be like at weddings and, you know, events and all that stuff.
I don't think that's never really, I'm down to do weddings and stuff like that, but it's really just a hobby.
A hobby.
I've enjoyed it, making some side money on that, just hanging out and doing stuff like that. But it's never really been a full-on plan of mine.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes, though.
Yeah. So if that's a hobby, then what's your plan for, you know, career-wise? Are you going to go, like, the entrepreneur route and, you know, be your own boss and, you know?
That's somewhat of the plan. Right now I kind of want to do a franchise for a restaurant at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking into Chick-fil-A and then a few others. But if that doesn't work, I'll probably just try either a landscaping or some other type of business.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because people like our age and, you know, your age, obviously you're still in high school, I'm in college. But, I mean, people are trying to, you know, speed run life by 25. I have a friend, she's like, dude, like, I feel like I'm so lost in life. Like, you know, I want to find the one before 24 and have kids at 27. I'm like, dog. Like,
right.
I'm like, why? And then she's like, cause by the time I'm 30, I'm going to be, you know, too old to, I'm going to be an old mom. And if I take too long, I'm like, dude, who gives a shit? Like, the only one who gives a shit is you and like nobody else. So, I mean, like, you got to understand, the amount of time that it takes for a baby to be one until 18, like in that time, like that long of a time frame, we're gonna do that maybe four more times in our lifetime. So we have hella time. And then she's like, "Wow, I've never looked at it like that. Like, yeah, like now that you say it like that, like holy shit, like we have a lot of time." And I'm like. And I'm like, I'd say to use that time to do everything you think you might like, figure out what you really like, and build something off of that. That way you're making money and you're being happy at the same time because you're doing something you really like, right? Instead of being somewhere like at a 9-to-5 and be like, oh, I hate this, but you're staying in it because of the steady paycheck. And that's 99% of society, dude, unfortunately, that are in that bubble. Or either they're in that, they're in a space that they hate, but they stay in it because it's comfortable, and they stay in it because of the steady cash flow. And even if they're not making a lot of money, they're still in it because of the steady cash flow, which is terrible. Because what if they get laid off or the company goes under, and then they're going to be like, oh shit, you know, this isn't working out for me because the company's going to go under. I need to find something else. And the only reason why they get out is because they're scared. And fear is the only thing that gets them out.
Right.
Instead of, okay, you know what? This isn't really working out for me. The company's going good, but I could be doing better. So let me get out. They don't.
Exactly.
They don't do that. I don't say they don't do that, but they don't think about doing that. Like, it's an option, but they don't want to do that because they're too comfortable. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like over that. I mean, what do you think? I mean.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, this is something that I talked with. I have a small group that I hang out with, and they, one of the things that we discussed was why this generation is so entrepreneurial. And I think a lot of it is not a blame on our parents or anything, but it's we saw them go to work and go to the 9-to-5, stuff like that, and how much they disliked their jobs. Right. And we didn't want that for ourselves. And I think that's a big reason why our generation is becoming so entrepreneurial. They're looking for a way to
get out of the rat race.
Get out of the rat race. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, well, not to just get out of the rat race, but to obviously, you know, do better and be better.
Enjoy their life.
Right.
To live their life. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, just to, you know, live life and be better. But, yeah, dude, I mean, things like that, I mean, just to get out of the rat race, well, not even the rat race, because we're not even in the rat race. You know, I'm not working on 9-to-5, or, you know, I could be in a worse situation I'm in right now, but I'm starting early. I'm building the foundation so that I have a better chance at being more successful than I am right now in the future, you know? Right. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, if this doesn't work out, you know, the podcast and whatever, okay, I'll learn from it and do better if I want to continue doing this, or I'll move on to something else. I'll move on to, you know, opening up a new clothing brand or a new business or something. But I'm diversifying my entire skill set to do more things and to be more successful. But I mean, that's what I tell people all the time. There's always something to learn. Like there's always something to learn, dude. It's insane how, you know, just like oh, I don't know what to wear in the morning. I'm like, dude, like, it's just combo this, combo that, whatever, but, you know, I don't know, man, but, I mean, speaking of clothes,
that shirt you got, that you sent me,
the merch, right, how's that fit?
Oh, I love it. Yeah? It's going to be one of my top shirts.
Did you, where'd you wear it out? Did you wear it out?
I wore it to one of my Wednesday night groups I go hang out with, and I got a few. We were talking about something. I can't remember. I think it was talking about who you hang around with. And
oh, you're in a circle.
I tied it. I was like, look at your inner circle and make sure it's leading to positive growth or something like that. And everybody was like, very funny. But I mean, that's a big thing.
That's huge, dude. And that's essentially what the podcast is about. That's what people don't know, is that how I started this podcast and how it's doing decent. It could be doing better, but you know, right now it's still a baby, and this is my fourth iteration of a podcast that I've done, and the other three totally, you know, pooped the bed. So I mean, I went from, it was one podcast, it's me solo, that flopped, and then I went on to a duo podcast with my friend and I, that flopped, and then I tried again solo, that flopped, and then I revamped that last podcast that flopped, I revamped it, renamed it, and I totally drew up an entire plan, you know, what the art's going to look like, what the podcast is going to be about, what the podcast stands for. I put that on a wall, and I freaking just did it. And that's what the inner circle, and that's what the inner circle is. And like that, from the drawing board is what the inner circle became. And obviously,
that's really good.
It went from a lot of, you remember, it went all the album arts and all the cover arts that I've changed, and I finally settled onto one, right? And now, you know, it's been a couple months in. From designing my first hoodie concept to actually making and printing merch, and you having a shirt all the way in Dallas, Texas, that's insane.
Yes,
I can say that my brand and the podcast is being represented in fucking Dallas, Texas. That's insane to me. That's crazy.
Yes, sir. I think this is something that you said earlier. You said that there's always learning opportunities. And I think that's a big thing that you did with those other podcasts. Your failures in those podcasts taught you.
Yeah, exactly.
How to succeed. And
yeah.
That's something that my coach always says is do the next right thing.
Mm.
Like life, we aren't perfect in life. We're going to mess up. But whenever we do, work towards doing the next right thing. That'll help get you out of slumps.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a L in loss too. I mean, there's a L in loss, but there's a L in learning too, man. That's the point that I'm not one to, you know, take a L and bitch and cry about it. And think it's the end of the world. I used to be like that. But I mean, I invite taking losses now, because every loss is just a next step into like, oh, this is where I messed up. This is how I can maybe improve on this. And let me just knock it out of the water and then move on and keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And that's the thing that people don't really, well, they take an L and maybe they, you know, obviously nobody likes L's. Nobody likes taking losses. It hurts, like, bad. But, I mean, you know, in the market or in life or whatever, L's a L. But you can always learn from it.
That's something that I think a lot of people miss out on, is learning from their losses, learning from their mistakes.
Yeah, because then some people just, you know, they take an L and they're like, oh, shit, okay, I give up. And they just stay there in that one place and they don't, you know, they don't move from it because of how bad the L affected them. And they don't, you know, they don't really look back and learn from it, you know, really, really scrutinize it and just, you know, just accept it, learn from it, and move on. And that's what people don't get. Or they don't get it. I mean, it's not that they don't get it. It's just that they don't want to put in the effort to really look back at their loss. They don't have the balls to look back at what they messed up on, try to fix it, and move forward. They just stay there.
Right.
And that's the thing that people don't want to put in the effort. That's why, you know, that's why there's a 99%. That's why people up on the top are called the 1%. Because 99.9% of people don't want to put in the work to be the 1%. Because, you know, it's being down here in the 99%, it's comfortable down here. You know, steady paycheck. And as long as that steady paycheck's coming in, doesn't matter how much it is, doesn't matter how little you get, it's steady and you're comfortable. So you stay down there and you don't really move from there. And, Sean, let me ask you this. Does your school teach you anything about money or stock at all?
Oh, let's see. So the classes I'm in this year at, I do a bunch of dual credit at a college. So I'm in two classes up there and I do statistics and sociology. And I'd say before this year,
I mean, like in high school generally, like in like from
oh, in
from,
high school? No,
from soft from no. freshman to sophomore, junior, senior, No, nothing, right? No money. No. Doesn't talk about money. Doesn't talk about anything, right?
Nothing. The thing that I think helped me the most in high school, class-wise, for life, was speech. I took a speech class.
My point exactly. School teaches you how to be a good, you know, school teaches you how to follow the rules and be a good member in society. How do you be a good member in society? You know, work 9 to 5, work for the government at, you know, retail stores or big chain stores, and, you know, that's it. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn anything about money in school. Nothing. No taxes, no stock market, nothing that has to do with money was not in school at all. Where did I learn about money? You know, I invested my money, my cash, into books, you know, audiobooks, ZWM. That was around the same time I really got into the market. I was like, oh, okay, you know what? I'll give this team a shot. And thank God for that, because, you know, I mean, look where I am right now. But, I mean, all the connections, I mean, that I've gained from ZWM alone is worth more than the entry fee, right? So that kind of reminds me of what this one guy. He's like, oh, like, I have the money for a new Lamborghini, right? But I don't buy the Lamborghini for a Lamborghini. Like, I don't buy the Lamborghini for the car. I buy the Lamborghini for the club that I get into. No. He's like, I buy the Lamborghini because I get Lamborghini owner friends.
Right.
Because, you know, the price of the Lamborghini is obviously a lot, but the price of being around people who have more Lamborghinis than you, who are more successful than you, is worth way more than the Lamborghini itself. So, I mean, like, that's like if you're saying, like, I bought, let's say I bought a whole bunch of silver coins or gold coins. And it's a membership, right? So, not even that. Let's just go into ZWM. It's like, I like the stock market, and this team called ZWM is about the stock market. They give you plays, and there's a lot of people in it that are doing the same thing that you're doing. Why not get into that bubble and learn from everybody? And then that way you're surrounded by people who are doing better than you, and there's always that learn factor. And that's the thing that some people don't really look into, it because they like one thing and they just go in there and they don't really talk to anybody, and they're just there to learn, or they're doing it themselves, but they don't really network as much as they'd like to.
Right. And there's this quote that I heard that I really like. It's, if you're the richest person in the room or the smartest person in the room, whatever your goal of expanding on is, you don't want to be the best in the room. If you're in that room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah. If you're the best in the room, you're in the wrong room?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want to continue to grow, if you're the best in the room, it's going to be a lot more difficult to grow in that room than if you were the bottom of the totem pole, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, that's true, dude. There's always that learning factor in life or whatever, you know, as long as I think I'm going to spend the next 2 years, 3 years just going out and talking to everybody and anyone I can, whether that be inviting people on the podcast or just going out by myself and, you know, talking to people. You know, networking is, you'll never know who you're going to find, like, you'll never know if you're going to find, like your next partner or your next whoever, but networking is so important. And I think that's one thing quarantine kind of took away from me, like my social skills. Like, I was at Starbucks the other day, and this really, really, really cute girl was the barista, like behind the cash register, right? So I told her my order, blah, blah, blah. She put it in. She looks at me, like, makes eye contact with me, and she's like, oh, but that'd be all? Anything else? I didn't. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't say anything. I didn't know what to say, dog. I was looking at her. I'm just like, no, like I'm good, thanks. And she's like, okay, you want a receipt? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then she's like, all right, have a good day. I'm like, all right, yeah, blah blah, whatever. But I froze, dude. It's like that. It's like, you know, what it was like. It was like going to the movies and just like getting like a ticket from the, you know, the cash register guy. And he's like, He's like, oh, enjoy your movie. And then, you know, I'm like, thanks, you too. And I just walk away, yeah. I don't have social anxiety. I could talk to people. Obviously, you know what I'm doing right now. I'm practicing. But, you know, being outside and talking to people, like IRL, I think that's what messes me up. Is that I just don't. Well, I guess it is social anxiety, but I mean, I don't have a lot of anxiety, but when it comes down to talking to people like one on one or in a group, you know, that's where I kind of get, you know, but I don't know. But,
I think that's the fear. I mean, a lot of it's public speaking, but a lot of people have a, difficulty with impromptu speaking, so they didn't prepare something. I mean, this is what me, you and I are doing right now. It's impromptu speaking.
Yeah,
they feel like they can't do that, but then they do it a lot on a daily basis.
Right,
and it's a really important skill to have. Which
you said
you use it a lot.
You said you had a class in speech, right?
Yes, I had an amazing speech teacher in my high school. I was homeschooled growing up, but we had a co-op, and the teacher that came in for that was amazing. I took her for 2 years, I think, maybe three.
What was the one main takeaway you learned from, you know, being in speech class? Because I know that does that class teach you to, well, not talk, but more, yeah, talk in a sense, but, you know, be more, I don't know how to put it to words, but what'd you learn from that class, essentially?
So what in that public speak, I did two different public speaking classes, one at college and one homeschool.
Okay.
And the one in homeschool focused more on getting us to be able to articulate what we wanted to say.
Right.
Not have a fear of talking, not stumbling over, just being able to talk.
Right.
And whenever I went to the college, it was more of a be able to write a certain thing down and say it. And it was a completely different idea, I'd say.
Right.
So the one was focused more on thinking about what you're going to say in the moment. And then the other one was more of writing it beforehand.
Right. So one was like, oh, okay, so think about it, and it's more like off the dome type of communication. And the other one is, you know, you write down, like, let's say, like a teleprompter, you write down your things on the screen, blah, 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 and you practice saying it, and then you get in front of the camera and you say it. I'm pretty sure.
Yes, exactly.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, teleprompters and, like, you know, like the weatherman, I'm pretty sure he has to, you know, take classes beforehand before doing that job of, you know, like what you said, speech and, you know, talking to people. Because you don't want to be, you know, telling the weather, rambling all over the place.
Exactly. And there's a lot of the thing about I liked about that one is whatever area we were thinking about going into, our teacher would help us focus on that. Or if we had an instance coming up in our lives, okay. She would let us use that. So, like, we had one person who wanted to go on and be a pastor. So she allowed him to give us Bible studies and sermons and stuff like that.
Right.
Another person, his sibling was getting married, so she had him give toasts for a fake wedding.
Right.
I was really into politics at the time, so she gave me political speeches to go look at, listen to, take from, stuff like that.
Right.
And then I had to do a hostile audience speech.
Oh, okay.
And it was, I had to take the opposing side of what I actually believed and argue it.
Oh,
to a bunch of people who believe.
Yeah, I used to do that in my English class too. Like, we would have kind of like every other Friday, we would sit down and like debate about whatever. And it was just to, you know, practice speech. But, about photography though, when did you really start to get into, I know it's like a side hobby for you, right? It's more of a hobby, if anything, but how'd you start, you know, getting into that realm of work, you know? When did it click that you wanted to pursue that actually?
Really in February, I believe, of this year. So I'm in sports, I'm in basketball, stuff like that. I had a medical condition that took me out for about a month, I think. And so I was just kind of looking for something to fill up my time. And I was working with photography somewhere else, and I just started to... I went and got a camera. I started with my phone at first, but I got a camera, went and just started taking pictures in my free time and loved it.
Okay, yeah. I've been, you know, I want to get like a full, I don't know if you know, but I want to take the podcast to video format on YouTube. So I want to get that multiple camera set up, you know, that dynamic lighting, like that dynamic lighting, the whole podcast, the whole gig, the whole nine. I want that. And obviously I feel like I need the viewers to go up before anything, and you know, the subs to go up, the likes to go up, but it's just an idea. Like, I know what I want and I'm going to try to go for it. But for right now, I think episodes on Spotify and, you know, having them as a audio format is good in a sense. And just for, you know, just for my personal, you know, just to have it in my safe, what do you think about episodes overall? And what do you think can be, you know, improved on from your perspective as a listener?
Okay. Let's see. I've really enjoyed them all so far. One of the reasons I really wanted to get on is I just thought you were doing such a great job at this. I think one of your, maybe more of a social media footprint, stuff like that. Keep working on your IG page.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
It's looking good.
I completely revamped my IG maybe a couple months back. It used to be like the regular, you know, you upload a picture and you put like a stupid emoji under it and that was it. Like, it had no meaning.
Yeah.
But
your personal Instagram account has been amazing. I've loved that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about your like
my circle. Yeah, yeah. I kind of revamped that one too in a sense, because I'm working on different graphics. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes that I don't really show, but I only show what I want to show on IG. You know, there's like a lot of stuff happening in the background, but you know, it's just a little, you know, staying low. But yeah, man. I mean, it's been crazy what's been happening in the past 2 weeks. It's like, I don't know if you remember, but at the my story on my personal, I uploaded a video of me at the mall when I went out with Preston that one time where we got our hoodies done for the first time.
Yes, I believe I remember.
And it was that day when I was with Preston and we were walking through the mall because we went to go watch Venom 2, right? And I look up, I'm like, hey, is that a custom store? And we look up, and there's a store. It says iCustom. So we go upstairs to the second floor, and we look at the store, and there's a big banner of a hoodie, on a banner, right? It's a black hoodie, and on the chest area it says your logo here, and then Preston just looks at me. He's like, no fucking way. So we bolt to the store, right? And we go through, I'm like, okay, I have a hoodie. My friend here has a hoodie. Can you put a logo on the hoodie? I'm like, we'll pay, whatever. And then he's like, oh, yeah, for sure. It'll be done, like, in an hour. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, yeah, sure, let's do it. So I pull up my thing. I email my logo, my drafts, in a sense, because it was my first draft of a logo ever, right? So
Right.
Me and Preston, you know, we get our logos for our podcast and we put it on the hoodie. We come back after hour. And when I tell you that I've never seen Preston so hyped ever before, it's like he was high on like adrenaline, or like not adrenaline, but he was just ecstatic, right? He was hyped because like he's like, dude, like he looks at me like we're eating lunch, and he just looks at me, he's like, dude, I'm like, what? He's like, we're wearing our own brand right now. And then I'm like, the feeling I got, which is like, oh my god, like you're right, like it's true, like we're rocking our own brand. And then maybe fast forward a couple of days, and I have a friend that he works for the city, and he's the COO of like a little plaza in my city. Downtown, and there's this little plaza, and he works for there, and it's like, you know, it's for it's like for the Mexican American Latino community to go over there, and you know, it's a little it's a plaza in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a graphic designer and he makes merch, so I told him like, oh, so I walk up to him, you know, we're hanging out, and I'm wearing my first draft of a hoodie, and he's like, hey, you know, I like your hoodie. Where'd you get it? I'm like, oh, well, actually, this is my designs and this is my brand. He's like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then I'm like, yeah, I was like, this is my first time putting it on a hoodie. You know, this is like what, $40 to put it on like heat printer, and it's essentially a sticker. It's like the ones I give. It's like the ones I sell at H&M. It's like that quality.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, I have a podcast and I want to start merch, but I would have to, you know, I would have to order hoodies in bulk, buy a heat press, and, you know, do it myself, ship it, and the whole nine, right? I would have to, you know, work my ass off and grind to, you know, launch merch.
Right.
And he's like, oh, you know, I have merch too for the plaza downtown. I'm like, oh yeah, really? He's like, yeah. You want to see it? I'm like, sure. And then, so he pulls up the website for Redbubble, and he presses a design, and he scrolls down, and he has his design on legit anything you can think of, you know, mugs, iPhone cases, curtains, mouse pads, freaking water bottles, iPad cases, iPhone cases, masks. He has a freaking tracksuit. And it's just all one logo. He just uses the same logo, but just put it on different products. And then I'm like, oh my god! Like, you know, how much did it cost you to get bulk of every single product and ship it out? And then he's like, oh, nothing. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean nothing? Like, you made this for free? He's like, yeah. He's like, I just, you know, I made an account and I put in my logo, and I'm essentially the middleman, so the shipping and handling and manufacture, like all of that, like the shipping and handling and all that stuff, that's taken care of with the manufacturer, the company. I just supply the brand and the logo. I put it on their products. I use their images of the products, and whoever buys deals with the actual manufacturer. I'm just the middleman. I just, you know. And I get a little commission out of that. And then I'm like, holy shit, like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, so, like, if you grind out designs, the more designs you have, the better. So you can have, you know, what's the word? You can have, not a collection, but, you know, you can diversify multiple designs on different products, yeah. Right? So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. So I make an account. He wasn't bullshitting. He was legit that you can make it. Like, I put zero money down. Nothing. I paid nothing. And it was just, you know, I designed the website, blah, blah, blah. I designed all the logos, all the designs, all the merch. And I told Preston, mind you, this is 4 days after I put my own design on the draft hoodie. 4 days, right. 4 days after I'm making a merch store and I'm grinding out designs. So I told Preston, I'm like, hey, You have multiple designs, right? For, you know, for the Rich Boy podcast. He's like, oh, yeah, for sure. And then I'm like, you can make merch right now if you want to. He's like, what? And he's like, yeah. He's like, okay, so how much is it for shipping? How much is it to buy bulk? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, like, nothing. You know, you just put in your designs and it automates it for you. It gets you images and, you know, you can sell your merch. And then he's like, you're lying. I'm like, dude, I'm setting up right now. It's legit. It works. This is going to change the game. And fast forward up until now, you know, me and him, Preston and I have merch online that you can go buy. And I've had sales so far. He's had sales so far. And it's crazy. It's been two weeks ever since I put my own, the first draft of the hoodie. It's been 2 weeks and it's been insane. It's just been skyrocketing. But yeah, dude, I mean, if you really want something, there's nothing stopping you if you have drive, dude, honestly. Because I've never been so, like, at that moment in the mall to go to the iCustom store, like, I've never been so determined to get something done in my life. Because it was my, I'm talking about putting my logo from my brand onto a hoodie. And it's just, like, it's nothing, it was nothing serious. Like, I still have the first draft in my closet. I don't wear it at all. It doesn't fit me. But just to see it as a physical thing I can hold, right? Just for that alone got me hype. And, you know, now I got a hoodie that fits me. I made a design that's one out of one. It's just for me. And that's the black hoodie you see on my IG page. That's a one out of one. That's not on the website. It's just for me. But, yeah, dude. I mean, it's crazy, dude. It's insane.
That's awesome. Especially the short amount of time that you got that started in. Like, there's something that I hear a lot. And it's people always say, I don't have the motivation to do something. Or I don't have whatever it is.
Right.
I don't have the time or that type of stuff. It's not that as much as it is their dedication to it.
Yeah.
It's not. You won't always have motivation, but you always can have your dedication to whatever your product is, whatever your goal is. Mm-hmm. If you have that dedication, you're going places.
Yeah, as long as you have that drive, you're set. Because, you know, once you know what you want and you're going to go get it no matter what, you know, nothing's stopping you. But yeah, dude, I mean, let me see. What else? We'll talk about investing. Blah, blah, blah. So you joined ZWM February, right? Was it early February, late February?
No, I joined, late June, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember. I don't remember. You know the crazy thing? I don't remember us meeting at all. I just don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember.
It just kind of happened.
Yeah. But, that's crazy, dude. I mean, you know, overall, like, you know, I'm grateful, you know, I met you. I could say that you're my friend now. And, you know, you're on the freaking podcast. So, I mean, shit. I mean, it's official now, man. Welcome to the inner circle, dude.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. And I think, guys, with that being said, that's going to wrap up today's episode. Sean, thank you so much for being on. You know, I'm, you know, uber grateful for, you know, you can be on and we can pump out content. And we're going to try to have Preston on next episode. And if you're down for it, you know, you can come talk to him and you can talk to us and, you know, it could be another session. But, yeah, man, any last thoughts before we close today?
I mean, I guess if anybody's just out there, I mean, kind of like, I guess, wanting to start something up, why wait?
Yeah, man. Why wait?
Don't waste your time.
Why wait? Now's the time. Now's the time, dude. Guys, follow my boy. Remember, it's Sean Flannery. It was _ Sean _ Flannery _. I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's...
Yeah.
I'm pretty
it's
sure.
_Sean _Flannery _. Yeah.
All right. You heard the man. Sean, Thank you so much. And guys, I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Peace.
You've been listening to the Inner Circle Podcast. We're glad you're here and would love to connect with you outside of the show. Join our Inner Circle on Instagram at _innercircle, circle with an X. And you can follow Rogelio at ROJ3LLO. Show the world what you're about and attract high achievers to your inner circle with swag. You can buy our official merch on Redbubble by searching the Inner Circle or click the link in our bio on Instagram to browse our fall winter collection. See you on the next episode.